Track 7, how TikTok gardener Tom is growing an audience. From his Waveney home, Tom Stralger is teaching thousands of budding gardeners how to get growing through social media.
Where did your love of gardening come from?
I lived in the countryside from a very young age, so I grew up with the garden and the outdoors. My mum's always loved gardening, and my dad is more practical, so I was involved with everything from weeding, planting and digging the soil over to maintaining garden furniture. That's really where the foundation was set for it, and over the last 10 years it's picked up pace.
So tell us about your garden.
Well, it was an absolute jungle of foliage when we arrived, so we took it right back so we could see what we'd got. And once we got a clean slate, we developed it with plants that would work in certain spaces based on where the sun is at certain times of the year and what flowers in certain seasons to develop a 365-day-of-the-year garden, which is a lot more visual and a lot more exciting.
So what prompted you to start sharing your gardening tips on Instagram and TikTok?
Well, I'm in my early 40s, so a lot of my life has been without social media, and I suppose I was a little bit sceptical of it. But then, unfortunately for us all, COVID came along, and lots of people were spending more time in their gardens. People I knew might ask me the odd question about gardening, but during the lockdowns, people suggested filming a reel and putting it onto an Instagram account so they could follow along.
And you've now got thousands of followers. Why do you think that you've connected with people?
I keep it user-friendly and simple. I don't want people to see things that I'm doing and think that they couldn't do it. I think of it as my gardening calendar. Lots of people think that the summer is just for gardening, but I wanted to show that all the prep is actually done during the other seasons.
So what thrives in your garden?
There's always something to surprise and delight you. We tend to be suited to bulbs and perennials. We're north-facing and have got a variety of spaces. So we've got the shade, where we can grow things like hosta, all the way through to full sun. We grow a range of plants, roses, all the summer perennials you can think of, lupins and peonies, begonias, then hellebore, which is a really beautiful plant that will survive brutal temperatures, and flower when nothing else does, and snowdrops in there for winter time, all the spring bulbs, daffodils, hyacinth. We've got a variety of flowers throughout the year.
So what advice would you give to someone who's starting to plan a new garden?
Stand back, look at what you've got, and don't rush in. Understand where the light is in your garden and work from that position. Be brave with what you're doing. Plant those plants, put those flowers in pots, go through that learning curve, and don't do too much too soon. Keep it simple to start with and learn from the experiences.
And what about if you have limited outdoor space?
Well, people could always turn to gardening in pots outside their back door or front door. I talk about creating what's called a bulb lasagna or a plant lasagna, where you layer in different bulbs and plants so that you have an ongoing pot. If you have no access to outdoor space, then you can grow bulbs on your windowsill. They're less fussy. For some spring indoors, plant daffodils and hyacinths, and for summer indoors, you could grow some lilies from bulbs.
Do you have a favourite garden in Norfolk?
Well, Bressingham, created by Alan Bloom all those years ago, is a beautiful garden. It's immaculately kept, with lots of lovely bedding where you can walk around and always see something slightly different. We're also members of the National Trust. They and their volunteers do a superb job with the gardens. At Blickling, the inner garden is lovely to walk around, almost like a maze effect. The walled garden at Fellbrigg, that's amazingly kept too.
How much time do you spend out in the garden?
I run a credit control support company that I work for Monday to Friday, but I'm out there any spare moment around family life. As the days open up, you can go out there and enjoy it more often. You can do more afternoon and evening gardening. The key is to try and make the garden user-friendly so it doesn't have to take every last second out of you. First-time or novice gardeners might think that you have to be out there 24/7 to get results, but that's not the case. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, whatever you can spare, all makes a difference.
Why is gardening good for us?
Well, it's very good for our mental well-being. You can't beat being out in the fresh air and getting your hands in the soil. It puts us right where nature wants us, which is with our minds on the environment. Planting now and seeing the result in maybe months' time means we can live off that optimism, that hope. I always get really excited about planting and seeing something grow. And it helps physically too, digging, lifting, bending, getting a pace and feeling like you've done something.
So what are you looking forward to in the garden in June?
I look forward to seeing the summer perennials starting to show themselves off, and the garden at its absolute green peak. I'll be tending to all the plants and making sure they're supported, ready for any breezy summer days. I'll be deadheading on a daily basis to make sure the plants concentrate on new growth and flowers. The lawns will be given a summer feed to ensure that they thrive and look lush. I'll make sure my climbers, including honeysuckle, jasmine, clematis, passion flower and wisteria, are all tied onto supports because I want them to look presentable and grow into the shapes I want. June can bring hot days, so I'll be watering the plants during dry spells, mainly in the evenings, so the water gets into the roots without the risk of evaporation. I might create a few more hanging baskets, and we can never have enough of those. I'll be feeding the summer pots with all-purpose feed to ensure the plants get the vital nutrients to keep up the very best of floral displays.
And what have you got planned for your garden in the future?
Well, sometimes you feel like you want to refresh what you've already got. Change is good in the garden. I love sleeper beds, so I might add more of those. The aim is to make them offer something attractive to look at all year round. A lovely display of daffodils, crocuses and hyacinth look amazing in the springtime, before perennials like verbena, papaver, echinacea, echinops, lupins, dahlia and delphinium burst into life for summertime. A splash of colour in the autumn can be created with beautiful Nerine bodeni. And for winter, I love to see hellebore giving their best on those short and cold days. I'm an experimental gardener. I always like to challenge what plants will do for us and see what can be achieved with them.